And we're back. Dr. Will Tuttle is with us this hour. You're listening to Waking Up with Carolyn Kraft. I'm your host. This is an original radio program online, Healthy Living with a Twist on Sirius 114. You can also find out more by logging onto lime.com and become a member of our group, our community, listen to podcasts, email me with any comments or questions by emailing wakingup@lime.com. Dr. Will Tuttle is with us this hour. He is a musician turned still musician, a Zen Dharma master, writer, educator. He has written most recently The World Peace Diet. Before the end of this break, we're going to give you another short sample of his music. There's so much to discuss during this hour, and you know we only have an hour, so I want to really send you to after the hour together, send you to willtuttle.com, and you can find out about his travels and what he's up to. Also, with his wife, they are making a difference in this world. The book is The World Peace Diet, Eating for Spiritual Health and Social Harmony. And Will, I think we were saying during the break that sometimes it sounds like, oh, what have I got to give up? But you also have a common denominator. All of this is what a positive move forward and an uplifting place you can be in by following this.
Right.
Tell us a little more about
that.
Yeah,
I would like to emphasize that idea. In the last few chapters of the book, I think, really bring this idea out and develop it. But the basic idea is that it's very positive to understand these things. At first, it seems very negative because we come face to face with so much suffering to humans and to animals and so forth, and there's a sense of how perhaps our culture has institutionalized this violence at such a deep level. So there's a tendency, I think, for some people to feel it's just too big of a problem, I don't want to deal with it. But the good news is that it's something each one of us can actually make a change in our lives and be a model and a living example of peace and kindness and compassion for those who are other than us. And really being a vegan or someone who's just devoted, what that means really is just being devoted to reducing the amount of cruelty I'm generating in the world. That's all it means. And that change, since it's based on the ancient teaching of, the boomerang theory, I guess you could say, the ancient teaching of as we sow, so shall we reap. Whatever we put out will come back. It creates the possibility for us to live in a world that is more loving and kind. There's nothing to be proud about, for example, in being a vegan. It's just simply having eyes that when we look out at the world, we see beings rather than seeing commodities to be used for my own use. And so the wonderful aspect of this, I think, is that there's a realization that we've been born and raised in a culture that does do that, that turns beings into things. And when we do that to animals, we end up doing it to, women. I have a whole thing here, what women learn to be, and, men, I was taught how to look at women as objects. You know, we learn to look at nature as objects. We learn to look at ourselves as an object. We become a commodity, ourselves in a capitalist system. All of this whole mentality that once we do the ultimate sort of subversive act of healing that, it's the great, most positive thing I think we can do of saying, yes, I will now look at beings as beings and not as things, then we realize that as more and more of us do that, we can create a culture with a whole different set of underlying assumptions.
A culture that's not just involved in distractions from who we are, our spiritual nature.
Right, distractions and the destructiveness of it. And I think this is an amazingly positive idea to come up with.
So when someone is really believing and really catches hold of what you're saying, and then they step out into a mall area and all those fumes of that charcoaled meat come at them.
Right.
There's a behavior, there's a culture happening, there is a history, genetic history happening, there's all kinds of things wrapped up. So it's important that they do see the positive, that
right.
They do see what they're gaining versus right. What they're giving up.
Yes, and I think at its very core, our culture yearns for a benevolent revolution, a positive revolution. And this is it. This is the, this goes to the living core. This is the only thing that goes to the core of our culture. It's the only thing that will transform our culture is if we transform our relationship with nature, which is animals, which is each other, because we're all connected. And the fundamental teaching is that the welfare of all living beings is interconnected. There's no way I can improve my welfare at the expense of someone else. If I harm someone else, I'm essentially harming myself. And animals do matter. They feel. We know anyone who has a dog or a cat, you know, or you know, observes animals at all knows that they have a central nervous system like we do, and they are capable of physical and social and emotional suffering, fish included, all vertebrates. So as we give to these beings what we would like ourselves, we want to be happy, we want to be free, we want to have our interests protected. And if we give them that right, that to live their lives in freedom and not to prey on them and to live as predators, then we're fulfilling our spiritual nature. Our spiritual nature is to be kind and compassionate to others, especially those who cannot retaliate. And that is, I think, the greatest contribution we can make to our culture. And we will find the level of joy in our life just accelerating, because it really, I think there's an underlying sense of depression and unhappiness and
heaviness
in our culture, and we're eating that. We're causing that to these animals at a massive level, and so it boomerangs back as disconnectedness and a lot loss of intelligence and a sense of malaise. How could it not? So, and we try to then fill up the void with consuming. So it's really also the very living core of the consumer.
So what do you think it is about what you have written and who you are is in this book, The World Peace Diet? What is it that you are offering here that your heart just soars with, knowing that there's a connection made, that a shift can happen? What if somebody's just picking up this book and you were going up to them in Barnes & Noble, you know, and you had just a minute or two, you know?
Yeah. It's like giving, I think if people hold this book in their hand, what they're holding is ideas for liberation for themselves and for our planet and for peace. The only opportunity that we really have for freedom and peace is that we give these to those who we're taking it from, and we're taught that it doesn't matter, and it really does, and we can understand why it does and actually change our behavior, and our consciousness is then capable of going to a much higher level as individuals. And so it's really a spiritual breakthrough is required for this, I think, but to have that happen is the greatest thing I think
and
that we can be part of.
And you are hopeful.
I am.
Really,
I'm very hopeful.
As much as you have gotten the picture, you know, you've backed up and really seen the reality, the picture, I really sense an energetic of hope.
Right. There is. And I think the traditional corporate-dominated media is typically has been very against this message, but even that's starting to change, and people are starting to realize that we can live in a whole new way.
Well, I want to, your wife is with you here, and she also is an artist and has tremendous offerings, and people can learn about both what you are doing and what Madeline is doing by going to willtuttle.com.
Right.
Is she Madeline Tuttle too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Madeline and I really are dedicated to creating more beauty, and her paintings of animals really celebrate nature and the beauty of all the animals and the music and the book.
Thank you for taking the time to come here to the studio today. And I want to let each of you know The World Peace Diet, Eating for Spiritual Health and Social Harmony. It is published by Lantern, is that right? Lantern Books, and you certainly can find it in Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and so forth. Dr. Will Tuttle, T-U-T-T-L-E, also willtuttle.com. We're going to go into our break, the close of this hour, with another selection of original piano music by Will Tuttle. Thank you for joining us. Stay tuned for more from Lyme.com. And here's Will as we go into this break.